こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、アイオワ州立大学の研究チームが過去100年間に行われた学習に関する研究内容を検証し、スペーシングとリトリーブと呼ばれる2つの戦略が研究室でも学校でも職場でも効果があると繰り返し示されているにもかかわらず、社会で実装されていないと指摘しています。スペーシングとは、いつや付けでなく時間をかけて少量ずつ学習する方法で、過去の研究から内容をある程度忘れた頃に再度教材に戻ることが効果的であることが分かっています。リトリーバルとは、フラッシュカード、模擬試験、自由記述問題などによって本人が以前学んだことを思い出し、自分の知識や記憶を確かめる方法で、これによりより多くの情報をより長い時間保持できることが分かっています。
A research team at Iowa State University examined more than 100 years of research on learning and found that two strategies, spacing and retrieval, which have been confirmed to be effective in labs, classrooms, and workplaces, are still not applied broadly today. Spacing is a strategy to learn in small amounts over time, rather than cramming the night before an exam. Past research has shown that returning to material after forgetting some but not all results in more effective retention. Retrieval, the other strategy, involves practicing recall of what was learned previously. This could be flashcards, practice tests, or open-ended writing prompts, which help learners recognize what they do and do not know, enabling learners to retain information for longer.
そう、みんな結局何かを学習しても時間が経つと忘れることは忘れる。それはもうどうしようもないんだけど、それをいかに引き伸ばすかみたいな
、
いかにすぐに忘れちゃわないようにするかみたいな話で、例えば過去の研究で医学生が手術の練習をするときに1日でもう一気に全部の訓練を終えたグループと、3週間かけてちょっとずつ進めた場合、2週間後と1年後のテストでちょっとずつやったグループの方が成績もいいしスピードも速いみたいなのがあるらしいんだよね。だから、そうそう。だからリトリーバルで言われてたのは、だからただ教科書を読むだけとは違う。その自分の記憶を積極的に取りに行く作業が必要だから、ちょっとなんか読んで、ああそうだそうだ思い出した、はいはいみたいなことではなくて、ちゃんとこう頭を使って、何だったっけなって。
うん。
だから例えばこれを採用してる学校の話だと、その分数の授業をやった数日後に先生が生徒に、分数って何だったっけみたいな、うん、何でもいいから覚えてることを言ってごらんみたいなそういうのとか、それで、うん、ああ何だったっけ、何やったっけなとかを考えさせるみたいな。
It seems like our educational system should consider this more deeply. I feel like we prepare for tests. There's nothingstopping us from like cramming the night before, because there's usually there's like, it depends on the class. Some classes have quizzes periodically, but mostly I think you're preparing for one final exam. Mm. And as soon as you take that test, your brain deletes most of what you learned leading up to it. Whereas if they hadYou'd take like 3 exams at the end of the semester or whatever that are, you know, a random 1/3 of the material. Then you would have this spacing going on, right?
Yeah. そうだから前の日に一夜漬けで全部暗記して、次の日にテストを受けて、その直後に全部忘れるみたいな、その長期記憶に移行する前にもうワーキングメモリーに全部詰め込んで、終わった瞬間全部捨てるみたいなまあ実際本当にそうなってるか分かんないけど、まあそういうイメージだよね。だからそれがまあどんぐらい果たして意味があることかっていうのも含めて、まあ結構こういう 学習に関する研究っていろいろあって、まあ、論文しょっちゅう出てるけど、そういう研究結果とか研究内容がどれぐらい現場に反映されているのかなっていうのはちょっとたまに不思議に思うというか、例えばその学校が早く始まりすぎとかそういうのもあったじゃん前に。でこう睡眠時間が足りてないとか、年齢によってちょっとあの生育状況とその学校のスケジュールがマッチしてないとかさ、そういうのもね、本当だったらあそうなんだって結構すぐに現場に反映できたら、まあ国全部でやる必要はないけど、こう実験的にでもちょっとできたら面白いのかなとか思うけど、どうだろうね、うん、まあ国によっても結構違うしね、どういうやり方してるか。
What do you think are the other factors in effective learning? Like other than、うん、spacing and retrieval?
Like what?
I think fun is
definitely
critical factor.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I was having fun or if something was interesting...It was like effortless to learn. But if it was boring or not fun, it was like really difficult for me to learn and、
yeah.
engage with it and remember. If something wasn't interesting, I'm not going to、yeah. remember it, you know? So.
それ結構 underrated な感じするよね。若干その、
I think so.
先生のやっぱテンションとか話し方とか、同じ内容にしてもさ、言い方とかによって、
うん、
おってこう聞いちゃう感じか、もうあー眠いなーみたいな感じになるか、もちろんそれ全部先生のせいとかではないんだけど、ね、本人のもともとの興味とかもあるだろうし、昼ご飯のすぐ後の時間帯とかだったら余計難しいとかさ、いろいろあるはあると思うけど、
I think whether they like it or not or recognize it or notTeachers are performers with an audience.
Yeah.
And they need to keep their audience engaged and interested. You know,、mm. it has similarities to like stand-up comedy or something.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know?
そうね。
If people are yawning and falling asleep,
yeah.
You know, it's not a good show.
あとそのやっぱ達成感じゃないけどなんか気持ちよくなる要素があると違うのかなって思うのは、今が息子が行ってる学校が結構その、まあ、イギリスはこう日本はこうってちょっと主語が大きすぎるから言えないんだけど、少なくともうちの息子の学校のやり方を見てると結構子供がみんなの前でドヤ顔をできる機会を作ろうとしてくれてる感じがあるのね、
うん、
なんかこう何か得意なことがあるとか、なんか例えば自分は日本語がわかるとか何でもいいんだけど、それをこうみんなの前で披露したりドヤ顔をする機会を積極的に作ってる感があって、そういうのがあるとちょっとさ誇らしい気持ちになったりして、あ自分はこれが得意なんだとか、あこんなことできるんだとか、そういうのがやっぱりあのちょっと待って、何のアナウンスこれなんか売ってる車で
近いね。
そう、今スペーシングって多分前にも話したことあると思うけど、やっぱ楽器とかもううるさ廃品回収車か、いらないものを
they want, you know, 冷蔵庫or テレビエアコン洗濯機
あのこういう車スピードが遅いからなかなかね言ってくれないよね。そう、あの楽器とか言語とかやっぱスペーシングがすごい効果あるなって感じることがあるから、うん、あのなんかこう休んでる間に自動的に壁を突き破ってることがあるというか、そのギターでもこのコードなんか指が全然ちゃんと動かないなって、もう5万回練習してもできないけど、1回寝て次の日になったらあれできるようになってるとか、あの言語もさ、なんかちょっと口が回んない、なんか調子悪いなと思っても寝て起きたらあれなんか良くなってるみたいな、
うん、
すごい不思議だけど、知らない間にね 壁を越えてることあるから、あ、なんかできないなと思って、そこで諦めずにちょっと休んでもう一回数日後に戻ってくるといいっていうのは結構あるよね。
You have to try hard for that to happen though. I've only noticed it after、
ね、
I try hard.
そそ、ね、
like I try いやいや hard、ね、and I hit a plateau. Like I'm、うん、trying, like the guitar example, like I'm trying to play this thing and I'm、yeah. getting worse the longer
そうそうそうそう
I keep trying. I'm getting worse.
そうそう
そう I'm like, oh no.My brain's thinking I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be even worse. But that's not what happens.
So,
your brain kind of clears the fog and it feels more natural. It feels more familiar. It's less difficult, you know?
そう。不思議だよね。そう、でも確かに。だから何も頑張んないで寝たら勝手にできてるわけじゃないとか当たり前だけど。そう、散々やって、で、疲れたりしてきて余計できなくなってくるみたいな。で、ああ、もうって。そこまでやって、そう、休むと急にできるようになってる。
But you have to do it that next day, like you're talking about. If you never、
ね、
revisited that,、
yeah.
I don't think that it would happen. I don't know how、yeah. long that lasts for, that boost. You know, is it one night, two nights? But after some amount of time, it's not going to be available to you anymore.
そうだね。そのウィンドウがあるよね。
Yeah.
いや今まさにだから私は韓国語勉強してるじゃん。だからもうこのスペーシングとリトリーバルでも意識してるわけじゃないけど、まあ勝手にやってるじゃん。
うん。
そう。いや今私は手で作文の練習してるからね、今小学生みたいに。
うん。
でもそれもね、毎日こう何時間もやる時間ないからも当然やってないんだけど、もうそうやって苦しんでやるよりかはある程度こうスペース空けながら楽しくやった方が上達効率的にできそうだなっていう実感はあるけど、
I think the spacing is easier than the retrieval. These two things
yes,
they need
yeah,
to do
yeah.
Because the
yeah.
retrieval is a self-awareness thing. It's letting you knowwhat you don't know, right?
うん。まあ、日本人は結構ね、ナチュラルにやってる人が多いんじゃないかなと思うけどね、あの赤いさシートで消して、あの何穴埋めにするとか、うん、あの単語カードもみんな好きだしさ、単語帳、
うん、
とかね、だからそれは結構テストの前にやってるかなと思うけど、スペーシングはねやっぱ難しいよね。ちょっとある程度計画して時間がないと、もうテスト明日になっちゃったけどスペーシングしなきゃってもうそれは間に合わないから、
うん、
ある程度計画的にやんないとできないけど、まあ、だから本人の頑張りもそうだけど、先生がねどこまでそういうのをあの認識した上でこうサポートしてくれるかっていうか、一回やったところまたちょっと戻ってくれるとか、
I guess、
so.
programs like our show have spacing built in at 1 week intervals.
うん、あとあの単語はやっぱね、そう、あの私も今そうだから実感あるけど、例えばどっかで、まあ、マイケルがじゃあ ridiculous って言ってました。あ、ridiculous ってあバカバカしいっていう意味かって一回覚えて、でしばらくしてじゃあドラマ見てるときに ridiculous 出てきたら、あこれマイケル言ってたやつだ。どういう意味だったっけ、あそうだバカバカしい、あそうそうだ、でもう一回バイリンガルニュース聞いたらまたマイケルが ridiculous 言ってる、お
お、
また言ってるみたいな、そうでもそうやってこういろんなところでちょっと時間を置きつつまた出てきた、あこれどういう意味だっけとかやってやってるとすごい定着していくんだよね。それが一回につき単語一個じゃないじゃん、まあ何個もハンドルできるから、それがこういろんなところであこの単語も聞こえた、この単語も聞いたとやってると、まあすごいパッパって定着していくから。
I actually notice this pattern in word usage. So people I listen to a lot, I'll notice that they use a word and they'll it like trends in their mind, and I'll hear them use that word, you know, every week for like 2 months, and then they never use that word anymore. Like they got tired of it. But people have like little pet words, you know?
You did that with preposterous for a while.
Oh, really?
What
was so...preposterous
everything
everything
そう、でもそうね、自分の中での流行りの単語っていうかね、こう 頭のこう上の方にあってこうパッと出てくるみたいなセットがやっぱあるから、誰にでも、そうね、それが、まあ、一人の人がずっこの間さ Love is Blind っていうすごいくだらないリアリティ番組があるんだけどさ、それを旦那と見てて、あのなんか男の人が女の人に対して、oh, I don't know if you really love me って言ったら、その女の人が Well, my mental body language is there even if my physical body language doesn't show it って超真面目な顔で言ったのね、
okay.
で一瞬ハッてなって、その後私つぼに入っちゃって涙出るぐらい笑っちゃったんだけどさ、 mental body language みたいな、
uh-huh.
なんかそのやっぱさ、アメリカのリアリティショーって変なこと言う人多いじゃん、真面目な顔して、
right.
なんかこう自分が普段もう聞いたこともないようなことを言う人が結構いて、
That doesn't make sense, does it?
I know, it doesn't. だって、yeah, physical body language is physical body language, right? And mental body language is just language? I don't know, just まあ言いたいことはわかるじゃん、こう頭の中ではあなたのこと愛してるんだよ、ただこうボディーラングエッジで示してないだけっていうのを言いたかったのはわかるんだけど、もう意味が分かんなくて、初めて聞いたそんな表現みたいな。
Well, body is physical, right? So you、
yeah.
wouldn't say physical
body
language.
It doesn't make any.
But if it's mental, then it's not coming out, which means it's not language. It's just
もう意味分かんない。
And it's not body.Either.
Yeah, so. でもすっごい真面目な顔していってて。
It's just mental.
Yeah, so. Mind ってこと。それをもうそこから夫と二人でインサイドジョークずっと使ってんだけどさ。There was another one with another、reality show. I think we watched it earlier this year. Someone kept saying rememberable.Like, this moment、
no.
was so rememberable. でそれももううちらの中でツボに入って。Yeah, anyway. まあそのみんながね、こうみんな自分が使う単語のセットっていうのがそれぞれちょっと違うから。
Mm.
Yeah.
I wonder how that, like on average, how long does a word stay sort of in yourdialogue and
そうね。
And does this, how contagious is this? Because if I start using a word, or let's say I hear someone use a word, then I start using it, and then people hear、
yeah.
me use it and they use it, you know, these word, the usage of words is contagious、
mm.
right? And I'll hear something that sounds cool and I'm like, oh, that word sounds cool, I should use that word, you know.
Yeah, like my son goes through that a lot right now, right? Because he's learning both Japanese and English、mm-hmm. and everything is sort of new. いろんなトレンドがある。
I'm sure
今なんかなんちゃらかいみたいな、なんかツッコミみたいなのが流行ってるからこれはなんちゃらかいとかすぐ言ってるけど、
mm-hmm.
そう、流行りがあるよね。
We talked about a study once aboutThe optimal difficulty level. Do you remember this?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it 85% correct? It was like...
I can't
like
remember, but...
Something like a 15% error rate、
mm-hmm.
is so optimal for learning.
So, でも今回の研究でも、その、なんか、学習を効果的にするためには、簡単じゃなきゃいけないっていうミスコンセプションがあるみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
あ、簡単にできる、簡単にできるって進んでいかないといけないっていうのはもう完全に誤解であって、やっぱりあ、ちょっと難しい難しいって言って、ある程度のハードルがあってそれを超えた時にこうバーなんていうの、そのブレイクスルーみたいな、
mm-hmm.
でやっぱ定着したりするから、そう、簡単すぎない方がいいっていうのは書いてあったね。
How do you think this research relates toOur show and our app. Like,
Well, I think, まあ、あの、理想的な使い方っていうのは私の中で頭にずっとあるじゃん。みんながどう使ってるかはまあ別として、 自分だったらどうするか、自分も英語勉強したし、今韓国語勉強してるし、他の言語もやったことあるし、ある程度こうどれぐらい効率的に、だから何をどうすれば効率的に言語を学習できるかっていうのはなんとなく分かってるつもりだから、やっぱ最初にオーディオを聞いて一回全部、
This is the spacing side, right?
いやいや、一回全部聞いて、まあ retrieval も含まれてるよね、リスニングしてるときに、その何も見ないで聞く、
like、
最初一回聞く場合はそうそうそう、ちゃんと聞き取れるかどうか自分がとか聞いて、あこの単語どういう意味だっけ、マイケルが今言ったこれなんだっけ、なんか知ってる単語なんだよなみたいな、mm-hmm. 思い出すわけじゃん、あそうだこういう意味だった、こういう、あじゃあ今こういう話してんだなとかもあるし、でじゃあ一回聞いてから例えばテキストを見る人だったら、ね、ああそうだ、あこれが聞き取れてなかったんだなとか、これ聞き取れたけど意味分かんなかった、これが答えなんだろうなみたいな、まあ確認作業があって、で理想的には宿題をちゃんとやって、ああそうだそうだみたいなとか、まあこれ完全にリトリバルだよね、こう なんていうの、自分の理解度を正確に把握するというか、自分の弱いところ、ああなんか聞き取れてると思ったけど意外と全然聞き取れてないななのか、なんか単語弱いと思ったけど意外と分かるなとか。
And I guess that's basically the purpose of 宿題 or homework generally, not like just
yeah,
yeah. our 宿題, but it's yeah, retrieval yeah. you know、
そうそう、
it's like testing what was learned during the day、I guess、
そうね、次、車のドアがちゃんと閉まらなかった時や音楽で音が外れた時など、いつもとは違う音がした際に人間はすぐに気づくことができますが、 Current Biology に掲載されたニューヨーク大学の研究で正しい音と間違った音を区別する脳の働きが確認されました。実験ではマウスが足でレバーを押すたびに毎回同じ音を鳴らしました。マウスが音に慣れた頃に音を消したり違う音を鳴らしたりタイミングをずらしたりするとマウスは行動を修正しました。その際、脳の聴覚中枢の一つ聴覚野で神経細胞がどのように反応したかを記録すると、音が予想通りだった場合ニューロンはごくわずかしか活動していない一方、音に変化を加えるとニューロンは激しく反応していました。つまり何が聞こえたかというより、聞こえたものが自分の期待値と合致しているか否かを伝達していました。また音を消した場合、音が鳴るはずだったタイミングで音が聞こえた場合に活性化するニューロンの一部が活性化しており、これから聞こえると期待した音の記憶を呼び覚ましているようでした。
If an unusual sound is produced, such as a car door not closing properly or a sound being off key in musicHumans tend to notice quickly and intuitively. In a study published in Current Biology, researchers at New York University investigated how the brain distinguishes right and wrong sounds. In their experiment, a device would make the same sound whenever a mouse's paw pressed on a lever. Once the mouse became used to the sound, the researchers changed it so that either no sound would play, a different sound would play, or the timing of the sound would be changed.This caused the mouse to modify its behavior. The scientists recorded neurons in the auditory cortex of the mouse and found that the neuron activity was low when the expected sound was played, and that when the sound was changed, neural activity spiked dramatically. In other words, rather than being stimulated by the particular sound being heard, the neuron response depended on the match between what was expected and what was heard, as if the brain was trying to recall the sound it expected to hear.Furthermore, when no sound was played, a select group of neurons became active at the time the sound was expected to be heard.
そう、だからぼーっと暮らしてるようでも脳は常にこう期待してる音と実際の音がマッチしてるかどうかチェックしてるわけだよね。だからいつもはガチャンってドア閉めると音が鳴るのに、なんか不安って感じだったら、あれちゃんと閉まってないかなとか、そのもう瞬時になんかおかしいぞって分かるっていう。
Do you experience this?
I don't know. まああるんだろうけど、いろいろ。 Do you? なんか全然今例が思いつかない。
If I'm like adjusting in my seat and it kind of makes a fart type sound.
Yeah.
That I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to sort of look around. I'm assuming some some neuron activity is happening in my brain. Like, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. そうね。
You don't have any better examples?
あんまないかな。てかあるんだろうけど、そう思いつかない。まあでもちょっと違うけど、そのさっきのリアリティショーみたいな、こう、大体こういうこと言うんじゃないかな、みたいな期待値があるじゃん。でもそっから大幅に外れてることをそういう人が言ったりするとさ、やっぱ、めっちゃ脳が活性化しちゃうというか、うん、なんだこれはみたいな。
うん、
みたいなさ。そう。だこの間ちょっと考えてたんだけど、そう恋愛とか結婚において、こう、相手がどういう人だったら、マッチするかとか、平和に暮らせるかみたいな、テーマについてちょっと考えてたんだけど、やっぱ emotional predictability というかさ、
うん、
ある程度のこう、
うん、
あこんぐらいだったらこれぐらいは起こるだろうなとか、あこれのこれについてだったらこんぐらいねエキサイトしてくれるかなとか、そういうのがある程度合ってないとさ、常にこうえここでこんな起こるとか、えこれ全然喜ばないんだとかさ、その期待値からあまりにも常に外れてるとやっぱ辛いじゃん多分って思ったりして。
Is there a limit though? Like this person is way too emotionally predictable. Like this is just boring.
ね、
like you know exactly how they're gonna react to things.
Yeah, どうだろうね。だからエモーショナルじゃない部分でプレディクタブルじゃなかったら面白いかもしれないじゃん。あこんなことに興味あるんだとか、あそんな考え方あるんだとかは面白いけど、エモーショナルな部分で常に予測不能ってやっぱ、まあ、付き合う分にはいいかもしれないけど、結婚ってなると例えば私は少なくともちょっと辛いかなって思ったりして。
うん。
だから常に脳が活性化しちゃう、この研究じゃないけどさ、もうみたいな、休まらないというか。
What you were saying aboutSomeone saying something that's not what you expect. That is actually an unexpected sound, technically.
Yeah, yeah.
But the meaning is unexpected. And the sound is unexpected too, because
yeah.
that's where the meaning's embedded, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think other sounds that are unexpected also have meaning.Which may be unexpected that we need to interpret. So when you close the car door, but you hear some like metal sound, it's like, whoa, is there something stuck between the door? You know, like there's some information there, right? If you hear an explosion, you're gonna, you know, I don't know, take cover or something, but it's not what you'd expect.But there's information in that sound too. Like novel, unexpected information. So probably many parts of your brain are reacting, you know, not just the auditory cortex.
Yeah. そうね。
There's so much information in sound. And I've probably brought this up before, but I always notice this when I put my earphones in.And all of a sudden, I don't know what's happening around me, even though I can see.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what's going on behind you. Someone could be walking right behind you.
Yeah.
Because I'll be walking with my earphones in. Sometimes there's just a car right behind me. And this guy's been driving, you know, really slow for who knows how long. Because I'm like...
Yeah.
You don't get any of that information.
そうね。だからもう今ロンドンに住んでるから両耳にイヤホン入れて歩くっていうことはないんだけど、怖いから。まあ、片耳入れて、
For you.
ノイズキャンセリングない状態で、うん、歩いてるけど、結構女性で同じことしてる人を見る。やっぱ片っぽだけならまだアラートレベルが保てるじゃん。両方入れちゃうとどうしてもね、何が起きてても気づけないからちょっと心配というか。
I saw a guy last night. I saw a guy riding a bicycle. He was texting on his phone with both hands.
Okay.
He's looking straight down at his phone.
Hmm.
And he has both earphones in.
やばいよね、本当に。
So he's on his bicycle. He's not touching the handlebar. He's flying down this road at night. Hands holding his phone, typing. Eyes looking at his phone.
Yeah.
Earphones in. And I was like, man, what a gangster. This guy is a legend.What a
自分がそれでね、惹かれるだけ、いや、自分がそれで惹かれるだけならいいけどね、こう、子供とかおばあちゃんとか当たっちゃってさ、死んじゃったりしたらもう最悪だからね。
But there's this weird, it's dangerous, but like, I was just like blown away by how this guy just doesn't give a shit. Like the level of not giving a shit, you know,
in a bad way.
And in a bad way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's some, I don't know what the word is. Sometimes you wish that you could feel the way that person's feeling.
No.
That level of not
I don't. That just means that you're a fucking idiot. Irresponsible
but how
idiot.
How he feels, right? It's not like, about
yeah,
whether it's
yeah,
smart
I'm
or not.
Like, I'm
no,
just
no,
going to do this. I don't give a fuck if I run over a grandma.
It's just about the vibe. This isn't about being a responsible adult or anything like that. Or if it's, you know, the right thing to do.
Just go like bungee jumping or something, you know? It's like, I don't care.
No, what he was doing is not cool. People shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I was just like, wow, this guy.
Hmm.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. 次の話の前にちょっとこのエピソードに限った話じゃないんだけど、ちょっと子供がね聞いてる場合はちょっとポーズしてもらった方がいいかもしれない。
For about Wait about what?、
The next story? そんなウォーニングするんだったら先週のセクションチョーキングでやれやって話なんだけど、
like,
こっちの方がはるかに大したことない。はい、どうぞ。
Archaeologists have discovered the 1,600-year-old tomb of St. Nicholas, the basis for Santa Claus, beneath a Byzantine church in Turkey. The church was built in the 7th to 8th century upon the foundation of a previous basilica, which was built in the 3rd or 4th century and destroyed in the Middle Ages by rising sea levels. St. Nicholas was the bishop of this older church. Workers surveying the structure discovered gaps in the floor and began removing flooring to reveal artifacts below in 2017. Antalya Cultural Heritage Preservation Regional Board President Professor Dr. Osmond Eravsar stated the following in an interview with Demiroren News Agency last week.The first church was submerged with the rise of the Mediterranean Sea, and some centuries later, a new church was built above. Now we have reached the remains of the first church and the floor on which St. Nicholas stepped. The tiling of the floor of the first church on which St. Nicholas walked has been unearthed.
アンタルヤ文化遺産保存地域委員会の考古学チームがトルコのビザンチン教会の地下にてサンタクロースのモデルとなった聖ニコラスの1600年前の墓を発見しました。ビザンチン教会は中世3、4世紀の間に建てられたバジリカが海面上昇で破壊された後、その基礎を使って7、8世紀の間に建てられたものです。聖ニコラスはもともと建っていたバジリカの司教だったことが分かっています。建物内を調査していた作業員が床の隙間を発見し、2017年から床を剥がして床下に隠されていたものを確認する作業を開始していました。委員会の会長であるオスマン・エラブシャール教授は先週デミレン通信のインタビューに対し、最初の教会は地中海の海面上昇とともに水没し、数世紀後に新しい教会が上に建てられました。今私たちは最初の教会の遺跡と聖ニコラスが踏んだ床にたどり着いたのです。聖ニコラスが歩いた最初の教会の床のタイルが発掘されたからです。Wait, so, Saint Nicholas の remaining もあるってこと?
Remaining?
Just like his remains. Or, yeah. Oh, yeah, remains.
His remains have sort of been distributed to a lot of different places.
Oh, distributed to a lot of places?
Yeah, his body was dug up and moved like a long time ago. like it, some...At some point, I think in the 1600s or something.
Ah, okay. Ah, だから床の話ばっかりしてんのか。
It's a bit confusing. Some people think that the wrong body was actually exhumed.
Back
and they
then,
moved,
you mean?
They moved the wrong one. It's so, difficult because...
So back then, why did they think that was Saint Nicholas?
Why? I don't know. I mean, they were told that that's where he was.
Who told them? Who told
well,
them?
Well, that's how it worked back then.
okay.
You know, like, so he was originally there, but he was exhumed and moved.
Oh, okay.
And then various artifacts related to St. Nicholas have been distributed.All over the place, which is common for something like this. What I found quite surprising was that the previous church was buried, and they said beneath like 8-7 meters.
Wow.
Deep.
でもそれが戻ってきたってこと? But,
What do you mean?
Like it went under the water and it came back up? How did that work?
The rising sea levels, right?
Yeah.
So I looked into this quite a bit and I cannot find evidence of sea levels rising like 7 meters in that period. There was dramatic sea level rise...many thousands years prior, but in the 3rd-4th century was after most of the sea level rise had already occurred. Now, sea level rise isn't uniform around the planet. So you can have more sea level rise in one place than another, which is pretty counterintuitive.
Yeah.
It seemed like maybe 2 to 3 meters would be plausible, not like 7. I don't know if they're exactly implying that the sea level rose by 7 meters when they say it was 7 meters deep. But
then what would that mean?
Well, I think the sea level didn't go up by 7 meters. That's what I, you know, so like that, the sea level rise wouldn't explain that. So I don't know where they got that number exactly, or maybe the ruins were buried at some point. But, you know, it seems like it would have been a combination of rising sea levels plus a storm or something.
Right.
That would have destroyed it. So it's not like just long-term sea level rise alone destroyed it. It's more like the sea levels came up and that made it so that a storm like a hurricane or something could cause flooding and destroy it. But that they didn't, I didn't see many details on that part specifically.
So
St. Nicholas is kind of mysterious. We don't actually know that much about him, despite Santa Claus being so popular.
How did he become a saint?
Well, the legend is that he did a lot of really good things, like good deeds, and he was like really generous. And I guess he was he was born into wealth. And his parents were killed by a disease outbreak. And so he inherited all this wealth. And so he distributed his wealth. He like rescued women from prostitution and gave people money that were poor, and he would give people gifts. And this is where the sort of the Santa idea comes in.
Oh, I see.
He was just a really nice guy. So there's legends that he actually had supernatural powers, and he resurrected three women who had been killed.
Okay.
Like he could resurrect the dead.
Right.
Which makes him a necromancer.
Yeah. It's
which like is Marvel. Pretty cool. Does Marvel have necromancers?
I don't know. Maybe they can just rewind time or something. But
are necromancers, what does that come from? Do you know?
No.
Like, is that just a fantasy thing, or is
how do you choose who to resurrect if you have that power? Why just three people?
I don't think you can just resurrect as many people as you want. You have to be kind of selective, right? So
do you know the total number of people you could resurrect in advance? Like, okay, I got three people. Like throughout my lifetime, I only have three, so I have to choose very carefully.
It probably depends on his energy levels, you know, it depends on the quality of his diet levels. And how much sleep he's getting and how his relationships are going. And is he getting enough exercise? He's clearly not. The Santa Claus is super fat, right? If Santa Claus is so generous, why is he, you know, where is he getting all this food? Is he just eating snacks up at the North Pole, like snacks that children could have eaten, but Santa ate them instead? Or maybe it's just really cold up there. He's got to stay warm.
みんながくれるからでしょ. You know, when he comes to your home, you leave cookies and stuff, right?
At least people there is in the explanation. States do that, right?
So
it's everyone else's fault.
Yeah, he feels like he has to eat them, right? Like he's not hungry, but he has to eat them just to be nice. Right. And it's like, oh, cookies and milk again.
It's bad manners to leave the cookies and milk.
Yeah, especially when children are offering them to you. So
only cookies and milk, though? Like, that's his entire diet? Or the rest of the year he's, like, vegan? Does he eat meat? Is Santa Claus vegan?
I don't know.
What's your just impression?
He must be eating tonakai no niku toka, no?
What? That's the last thing he would eat.
Why?
His own employees? I guess they're not employees.
They're
they don't get paid?
I
They're slaves.
I don't know.
How are they?
What's
the labor situation up there with like the elves? Like the elves, an elf doesn't get to be Santa, right?
Yeah.
Like an elf can't get promoted and work his way up to like Santa. He's just an elf forever.
I wonder if my son actually believes in Santa Claus because he doesn't really ask questions about him. He usually asks a bunch of questions when he doesn't really understand things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe he knows. He probably doesn't know, but I don't know. I don't know how he's making sense of it.
Well, this guy's supposedly real, right? The Saint Nicholas.
Right.
So Santa's real, but he's...
dead.
He's dead. which is yeah. worse? Santa's not real or Santa's dead? Like,
well,
what are you...
dead, but you still get presents, right? So the present part is the most important. So it feels like it doesn't really matter as
it doesn't
long as you
matter
get presents. If
Santa's
about, I
dead,
know.
I think it matters. Like if you... But yeah, I think that'd be really shocking. More shocking than Santa's not real.
You think so?
Yeah, because he was like, you were going to get presents from this really nice guy, Santa, but then like something happened, you know? He crashed his sled. He was going way too fast.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's shocking if you don't get presents, but...
Well, what if he delivers presents and he dies on the way home, you know?
Well, at least you got the present.
What
That's
if he
the
got
important part, right?
Yeah. What I if he know. Got arrested? What if Santa got pulled over?
What are you talking about? Yeah, it's weird. 学校のみんなもサンタやってんのかね。まあイギリスめっちゃクリスマス好きじゃん。もう9月の終わりぐらいからデパートクリスマスやってるからね。
Really?
ハロウィンはそんなそこまでなんだよね。アメリカほどやんないんだよね。だからクリスマスもクリスマスムードにもう入っちゃってるから端っこの方でハロウィンちょっと売ってるって感じ。
I see some Halloween stuff, actually. There's a lot of Halloween.
あ、日本で？
Here,
あ、
yeah.
そうだよね。もうだって今週末だもんね。
I see people have pumpkins, not jack-o'-lanterns, just pumpkins. No one does jack-o'-lantern here.I just see pumpkins. No one has like cut it or anything. I think in the States, everyone does the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, so we did that, right? インスタに写真載せたけど、あの、かぼちゃの種類が違うんだよね。だから日本のかぼちゃでは無理じゃん。もう硬すぎてさ。なんかもう相当な、ね、カービングのツールがないと無理だけど、こっちのやつはやっぱ、あのオレンジのは柔らかいから普通の包丁でできちゃうんだよね。
うん。
だから日本はあんまやんないのかもね。だから大変すぎるもんね。あの緑のやつもさ、あんな顔に顔にするなんてもう危ないよ。
Do you think if the world only had the green ones that we wouldn't have jack-o'-lanterns?
やってないと思う。危ないもんだってもう 歯が壊れちゃうし、まず手を切る人も続出しそうだし。
Can you make a lantern with any other food? Like, does anyone do that? Like, you couldn't make a banana lantern, right?
Banana, 無理だけど、パプリカとかできそうだよね。全然。
It's too small, isn't it?
でも、結構大きめのやつなんじゃん。こんぐらいの。それだったらできそう。メロンとか?
Maybe メロン、maybe.
メロン絶対できるでしょ。
Would you make one?
No. Why? We just did it with pumpkins. ちゃんと。
It's such a weird thing to do, isn't it? To take this like pumpkin.
It is. Yeah.
And make it into a lantern.
Yeah.
Like what a weird thing to do.
私もそれは初めてだったんだけど、やっぱさ、アメリカ人だし。一応なんか やった方がいいのかなと思って、mm. もうイギリスはそんなやんないっぽいけどね。
Oh really? You don't see it?
なんかねみんな直前にやるらしいんだよね、家の前に出したりとかって。だから今あんま見ない。だからアメリカ人が多い地区があって、そのアメリカンスクールがあるとことか、そういうとこに行くと、もう結構飾り付けとかしてるっぽいけど、うちの周りは特にアメリカ人がそんなにいないので、特にはあんまり見ないね。だからスーパーとか行っても、まあ、ちょっとは売ってるけど、基本はもうクリスマスって感じ。もうクリスマスみんな心待ちにしすぎ問題。
Wait, where does Halloween come from? What's that?
いやー、アメリカじゃない？なんかね、
like,
この間その、いや、わかんない。お盆でしょ、だから。要は。お盆と一緒でしょ、意味は。
Is it?
うん。でもなんかその、この間、このイギリス人の人と話してて、やっぱ自分たちが子供の時はハロウィンなんて全然やってなかったみたいな。やっぱここ数年でみんな結構やるようになったって言って。Mm-hmm.でも日本みたいな感じじゃない。だからそういうなんていうの、お姉さんたちがエロい格好してとかそういう感じじゃなくて、本当に子供たちが怖い格好をするみたいな。怖い格好か、まあ、あったとしたらスーパーヒーローとか。
I think it went viral a few years ago, but there were pictures from Halloween's like a long time ago, and everyone looks really scary.
Ah, right. I'm sure.
There's no.Batman.
Sexy nurses.
There's no sexy zombie nurse. There's no Batman. There's no dinosaur costume. No, everyone looks like infected, haunted, cursed, evil, you know?
Yeah. I showed you my son's costume this year, right? The scary train.
Oh, that's a costume?
Yeah, what did you think it was? What?
He wears
an installation?
I didn't know that was a costume.
What、
actually.
Did you think it was then?
I just thought、
Some、
it
art
was
piece
like
that
a,
I created.
Like a fun, scary Halloween prop, art piece.
No, he's going to wear it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, right? そうだからアメリカだったらとんでもない数のコスチューム売ってるじゃん。何でもあるじゃん。でエッチーとか行けばもっとさらにさ、mm-hmm. こんなもん作ってんだみたいな人いっぱいいるんだけど、イギリスだとないのよ。だからもう自分で作るしかなくて、
mm-hmm.
しょうがないから、その恐ろしい機関車、お化けの機関車がいいって言われたから、しょうがないから作ったけど、めっちゃちゃんとしてるっしょ。もうすごい頑張ったもん。
It's legit.
Yeah.
I'm looking、
right?
at Halloween. Looking up Halloween and it says it's a contraction of All Hallows Evening. I feel like I've looked this up before. It's celebrated...The celebration observed in many countries on October 31st on the eve of the Western Christian Feast of All Hallows Day, which is the Feast of All Saints, or Hallowmas. Any of this sound familiar?
No.
It begins the observance of All Hallowtide, also known as Hallowtide,All Saints Tide, or the Hallowmas season, the Western Christian season encompassing the Triduum, T-R-I-D-U-U-M, of All Saints Eve. Dedicated to remembering the dead, including saints, hallows. Okay, saints are hallows. Okay.、Mm.Martyrs and all the departed.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. Martyrs. So people、
mm. right.
died because of their testimony in、yeah. Christ, I guess.
Yeah.
Because that I guess this all ties into sort of the history of Christianity.
It's strange because Christian schools usually don't do Halloween, right? Like my school didn't do Halloween and my son's school doesn't do it. And I had a feeling that they want to avoid it almost.
Well, it's morphed from this Christian celebration and sort of remembrance thing to let's all...
Yeah, and it turned into something that has nothing to do with it. Yeah.
Yeah, this sort of breakdown of cultural traditions is really interesting.
Yeah.
Just over time, something, it just becomes like a Kentucky Fried Chicken promotional campaign or something. it's crazy how, I don't know,
deviates.
Sort of this corporate hijacking and commercialization of ceremony until it's just almost completely devoid of any like continuity with past practice.
Yeah, so compared to the States and Japan, Halloween here feels pretty modest, like pretty chill, calm.
It's What's like, crazier, okay. the States or here? I feel like Tokyo is crazier than the
Tokyo
States.
Tokyo が一番やばいんじゃない?
In the States, they actually trick or treat and it's, a lot more children are involved.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not that much, like, it's not as big of a deal for children in Japan as it is for, like...
Yeah, yeah. Grown-ups.
Young adults,
With alcohol, yeah. So, ne.
Oh, I mean, we could be biased on this, too.
次。
I wanted to ask you, have you seen the Roman wall around London?
Roman wall around London?
There used to be a wall built around central London, which was built by the Romans around like 200 AD.
Okay.
The whole city of London had a wall going around it.
I did not know that.
And the Romans left in like 400 AD, and gradually that wall was knocked down for new construction and expansion. And parts of that wall have been incorporated into some buildings.
Okay.
But there's almost none of it is left. But the story of, this being... this church being found beneath a church, just made me think how much construction there is on top of old stuff, especially in Europe, where you 4 or 5 different buildings may have occupied the same space, maybe more. And so there's all these artifacts just under the ground that we don't know about, but they're there.
Yeah.
But we couldn't just start excavating everywhere,
Yeah, しかも、何? Demolish しないじゃん? その家とかもそうだけどさ、 みんなずっと同じのを使ってるじゃん?
Mm-hmm.
だから、ね、 下に何が埋まってるか全然分かってないみたいな土地は多そうだよね、確かに。
Yeah. But like going back thousands of years, literally the same exact place. Like if you drop a pin on Google Maps, it's like this is the same place where, Isaac Newton came up with this theory or whatever. Yeah. Like the same spot, right? So this guy, the Antalya Cultural Heritage Preservation Regional Board President Professor Dr. Osman Irazvar was making a huge deal about the fact like this is where he was standing, like right here.
Yeah.
Right? Like he was walking on this floor.
Yeah.
Right?
でもそういうのだらけだもんね、多分。
Yeah, there's positive and negative to that, right? There's places with a historical context that's so negative that you wouldn't want, you know, that vibe or that, I don't know what it is, association, right?
Yeah.
Like the things that happened in the past, to the extent that people are aware of it, it sort of affects the space there, right? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. まあ人にもよるけどね。なんか日本でもさ、全然その歴史の浅さは別だけど、なんか事故物件とかさ、別に安いから住みたいみたいな人もいるじゃん。何にも気にならないみたいな人もいれば、
yeah.
ちょっとなんかそういうのあるだけでもう全然ダメみたいな人もいるだろうし。
But they get something for it. It's cheaper.Right, and they like that. If it's exactly
yeah.
the same price,
yeah,
no one wants to live in the place.
それはやだ。
Right?
それはやだ。
Or something bad happened. But people also want to be in a place where something good happened, or like Saint Nicholas did something. Like there's all these like positive and negative associations with physical locations and history, right?
I guess.まあ、そんな考える。なんか赤坂とかもさ、私が学生の時になんか誰かが言ってたけど、その血がいっぱい流れて赤くなったから赤坂、本当か分かんないけど、その歴史的になんか将軍とかの時代に、
mm-hmm.
とかさ、で私赤坂で働いてたけど、別にそんな、ああここで血が流れたんだみたいな、怖いとかなんない。
But this is the same breakdown as the Halloween thing, you know, because like older generations will be likeOh, and this is where these samurai, you know, like, executed these people. And these stories are told, have been told for generations.
Yeah.
But now, you know, we just bulldoze it and we
yeah.
build
we
some shopping mall.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, right? That's great.
I think it depends.
But, yeah. 次。
Researchers from the University of Arizona and Oklahoma State University studied 1,824 species of land vertebrates and discovered a new pattern in how different colors evolved to serve different purposes. The researchers first categorized animal coloration as either come hither or get lost, based on whether the coloration has an attraction or avoidance function.The researchers discovered that come-hither coloration is more common in animals with diurnal ancestors, and get-lost coloration is more common in animals with nocturnal ancestors. Current day-night behavior of a species was not predictive of coloration. Study co-author Zachary Embert stated the following, It's interesting to see that for some colors like red, orange, and yellow, they're used with similar frequency as both a way to avoid predators,and as a way for mate attraction. On the flip side, blue coloration was more frequently associated with mating as opposed to predator avoidance. The research titled Why Are Animals Conspicuously Colored? Evolution of Sexual versus Warning Signals in Land Vertebrates was published in the journal Evolution on October 11th.
10月11日にエボリューションに掲載されたアリゾナ大学とオクラホマ州立大学の研究で1824種の陸生の脊椎動物を調査し、体の特定の色が異なる目的によって進化しているというパターンを初めて発見しました。チームはまず動物の体の色を誘引機能を持つか回避機能を持つかによって、こっちおいでカラーとあっち行けカラーの2つに分類しました。その結果、日中に行動していた祖先を持つ動物にはこっちおいでカラーが多く、祖先が夜行性の動物にはあっち行けカラーが多いことが分かりました。祖先ではなく今中高性なのか夜行性なのかという情報ではその分類を予測することはできませんでした。教授者のザカリー・エンバーツ氏は以下のように述べています。赤、オレンジ、黄色のような色が 捕食者を避けるためと仲間を引きつけるため、その両方の目的で似たような頻度で使われているのは興味深いことです。その反面、青色は捕食者回避とは対照的に交尾に関連する頻度がより高くなっていました。これさ、アボイデンスってさ、2つ種類あるじゃん。ただ例えば黒猫みたいな、隠れたいみたいなのと、そのすごい色でさ、私はトクシックですよみたいな、
うん、
それは一個の同じカテゴリーってこと？ここでは、
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Because it feels like those are pretty different.
I mean, I agree that they seem very different. But as a predictor of I thought I had a note on this.
あ、そうか、predictive of coloration だから分類じゃないや、その色を予測することができないんだよね。
うん。
いや、色を予測することができない。祖先が中高生なのか夜行性なのかっていう情報があれば、こういう色、この範囲の色だろう、でこっちのグループのこういう色の中のどれかだろうみたいなとこまではpredictできるってこと。
I think so. I mean, it's not perfect, obviously. It's just an association. So like, it's a probabilistic thing. But
面白いよね。
There are reasons for, you know, this association with diurnal, nocturnal, and which colors are used.
Yeah.
Part of it is that a lot of nocturnal animals do not have as good color perception, so they themselves cannot see the colors that their body has.
Right.
So it's totally a towards, you know, there's color that has a purpose towards other species, but then there's colors that have purpose towards the same species.
Right.
And typically for same species, that's mating related. And typically towards other species, that's either, I mean, if it's signaling towards other species, then that's going to be towards predators to warn them, hey, I'm poisonous.
Yeah.
Like, you can see me, but you're still not going to want to eat me because I'm poisonous.
Yeah.
Or it's adapted to predators so that they're more difficult to see.
Yeah. It's interesting because 人間ってさ、交尾の時別に青そんなそんなじゃない。逆になんかセクシーな下着って言ったらさ、赤とか黒とかさ、まあ白とかもあるけど。
Yeah.
逆に青そんなに見ないなと思って。
Mm. I think we're different than like this includes birds and stuff, right?
Yeah.
ね
だからあれなんだっけ、クジャクとかね、青とか緑とか。
But all the colors were used to attract. But blue was not used to
as a warning.
As a warning.
Hmm.
Right. And we sort of, I think, have that same association with blue. Blue is not a warning color because we also evolved in nature among animals. And we learned, hey, these red berries might be toxic. This red spider, you know, or whatever might kill me.
Yeah. I mean, and your blood is red and...
But this
alert.
Is all like visual communication, like interspecies visual communication that evolved over like millions of years. Mm. So apparently this nocturnal diurnal thing can change within a species, like they could adapt and develop a different preference, whether nocturnal or diurnal, while still retaining their coloration. So that's why the correlation doesn't hold for just a recent slice, but holds for the ancestors. That's weird to think it's still happening. Like the coloration is still evolving on everything.
Yeah.
And there's coloration that's not related to signaling too. So there's pigmentation just there's visual changes that are necessitated by just changing fur, for example, like the structure of the fur. Also pigmentation, melanin for protection against UV exposure. So we see variation in melanin in human beings, right? Mm. So people with ancestors that lived somewhere with less UV exposure tend to have less melanin.
Yeah.
But so that'd be an example of something that's like not signaling.
Right. So
now. Yeah, so the coloration signaling within a species is partly dependent on how well they can see, right? It's limited by their vision.
しかもスピーシーズの中でもさ、猫みたいにね、なんか白猫もいれば黒猫もいるみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
もう個体によってそもそも毛の色が全然違うとかもあるしね。
Well, I think prior to cats being domesticated, there was probably much more consistency regionally in wild cats.
Yeah.
The way there is in wild cats now. Right.
そうね。なんかうちに遊びに来るベンガル猫がいるんだけど、めっちゃでかくて。
Hmm.
何模様がさもうすごい何猫っていうよりかはトラっていうかチーターとかあっち系の
怖いね。Kind of has a leopard-ish pattern on it.
Kind of, yeah. So, I don't like this cat though.
Why?
なんかね、neutered されてないからうちの庭にこうなんていうの逆立ちしておしっこするのね。わかる、なんか。高いところにおしっこを振りかけたいみたいな。
Okay.
で、こう、うちの猫がすごい警戒して、あの、でかいから体がやっぱ怖いんだよね、多分。
うん。
でもうちの庭に入ってきて、そうやっておしっこを振りかけるからさ、うちの猫はすごい迷惑そうにしてる。してるし、喧嘩になったら多分負けそうだから、うちの猫が。
How domesticated are those?
So this one is really friendly.To me or any humans. あの、まあ、首輪してて誰かんちの猫だと思うんだけど。いや、でもスプレー、めっちゃスプレーするから。
スプレー。
いや。で、一回うちの猫と喧嘩してて、my son was like, hey, Tigger is hugging the other cat, みたいな。And we went to see them and they were like wrestling. They were not hugging.
Huh.
おいおいおいみたいな。 So my husband sort of ran out and drove this Bengal away. We couldn't tell if they were actually fighting or they were just playing. But either way, we don't want that. So
this is a non-neutered
huge ass Bengal.
Huge ass.
Yeah.
That reminds me, you know, baboons actually signal their sexual status with coloration. Like their butts.
Yeah. Like, get super red.
Yeah. So that's like an active coloration adaptation using blood flow.
Yeah.
It's sort of like blushing if you're embarrassed. Like we have that kind of coloration too, I guess.
そうね。Yeah, blushing and I think I told you this, but like a while ago, I was seeing someone, and a while ago, like forever ago, I was seeing this guy, and I didn't read. I wasn't too into him, but it was just sort of going on. And then his friend, we were all sitting together with his friend, and then he was like, hey, so do you like this guy?
Yeah.
And I sort of laughed it off, but I blushed, and I had no idea why, because I didn't even like this guy that much, and somehow I blushed, and then everyone thought that it meant that I really liked him, and I was like being shy or something, and I was like, oh no, なんか逆なんだけど, みたいな. So I was like, I was giving off this wrong social cues to everybody.
Is it that obvious? The blushing? I don't know if
I blushed pretty hard. I
don't know if I do that.
I still don't know why.
Do you blush a lot?
I used to when I was in high school. If everyone suddenly gave me all the attention, I would blush.
Like your face gets
red.
Red.
Yeah.
I don't know if I do that.
もうないな。もうない。もうピュアじゃないから。中学生とか高校生とか、うん。そう、急にみんなに注目されるとちょっと赤くなるとかはあったけど。
Just out of embarrassment or just...
I didn't know what that was because 例えばみんなの前に出てスピーチするとかみんなの前で歌うとかは平気なんだよね。こう自分がもう注目されに行ってる時は平気なんだけど、なんかちょっとさふとしたことでさ、なんか急にみんなが注目、なんか先生に話しかけられて授業中に、で別に別に何も焦ってるわけじゃない、普通なんだけど、みんなに見られると顔が赤くなっちゃうみたいで、あやばい顔が赤くなっちゃうとか赤くなってるって思うと余計悪化しちゃうみたいなさ、まあ、若い時はね。Pretty red, like I'm drunk. And it'll go away pretty quickly, but still, you know,
I hope so.
It was embarrassing. I didn't like that.
It's interesting that blush is like a makeup thing too.
Yeah, I never needed it until recently.
What?
やっぱね、年を取っていくと色がなくなっていくんだよね、顔の。私若い時はずっとチークとかマジ何のためにあるんだろうみたいな、別に何もしなくてもね血色いいしと思ってたんだけど、もうここ 1、2年、まあ 2年ぐらいかな、でやっぱあれなんか顔色悪いみたいな顔色悪く見えるみたいなのがちょっと増えてきて、やっぱチークないとダメだってなっちゃった。
Do you feel like that? Like, well, is it like a sickly look? Like what?
Not sickly, but I look tired.
I'm
not this like this rosy blush on, cheek, you know? Huh?
Putting this blush on like helps.
Yeah, for sure.Like, I guess
that's like a younger look, I guess
Yeah, 絶対そうだよ。
I didn't really think of it that way.
例えばさ、この目頭のとことか、この目の下の外側、頬骨の上とかをちょっと今ハイライトして白っぽくするのとか流行ってるけど、うちの息子とか見てると、やっぱナチュラルにそこがこう光っていて、なんか白っぽいんだよね。で、ほっぺはさ、ナチュラルにピンクだし、唇もナチュラルにピンクだし、だからこうメイクで達成したいことをもう彼は全部ナチュラルにできているから全然違うなみたいな、その肌のトーンも完全に均一だし、ね、くすみとかも何もないじゃん、もうつるっとしてさ、全部同じ色っていうか、わーすごい、でずっと潤ってるし、
ですYeah, it's a,
すごいよ。もうなんか
We live in a youth culture completely.
生命が爆発してるって感じ、私と比べたら。こっちはもうなんか枯れていってるけど、彼はもうプリプリみたいな。
I'm more confused about aging than I've ever been, I feel like.
え、何、今？
Yeah, just like aging, like what that whole deal is, and like why it's so different between people.You know,
ah, so
and like,、
ね、
And and being able to tell how old people are too, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like
it gets increasingly hard, especially when you're mixed, like when you're mingling with different race people.
Mm-hmm.
It's next to impossible.
Yeah, and I don't know if I don't know what age I look. I don't.
そうね、だからやっぱ年もう30半ばに近づいてきて、その自分の年を言う機会とかあった時に、え、見えないって言われるようになった時に、あ、年取ったんだな、なんていうの、例えば26とかって言った時にさ、え、見えないって褒められ方しないじゃん。だ、年齢がある程度いってるから見えないっていう褒め方が褒め言葉として成立するのであって。
What if no one said that? Because you're revealing, you're revealing to other people that never have that said to them, that they look as old as they are, or older, because no one would tell you, right?
そうね。
Like you don't, if you,
そうでも自分が何歳
ぐらいに、 if you're unattractive, no one's gonna tell you, right?
自分が何歳ぐらいに見えてるかってもう分かんないもんね。さっぱり分かんない。だ、基本的にアジア人だから、その白人の人から見たらもう完全に若く見られるじゃん。
Right.
もうなんなら、もう本当に激しい場合だったら全然20代半ばぐらいに見えるみたいな勘違いする人もいるじゃん。まあただアジア人っていうだけで。だ、そういうのを差し引いて自分がどんぐらいなのかって。
But what would people here think?
In like Japan?
Yeah.
Because
it's different,
so like,
right?
I meet Japanese people here too, and they usually think that I'm a little younger than I actually am.
Mm-hmm.
Like people that are like 2-3 years younger than me tend to assume that I'm their age.
Right.
But I think that's because I'm acting childish. Childish, というか, I'm not
childish.
Like, 落ち着いてる? Maybe, I don't know. But
how much does that matter, you think? Like your,
I think
your behavior,
was,
your mannerisms, like how do those age? Like, how does that age? Like, what is that?
そうだから分かんないね。
What are people like their, What's like their brain is aging, and then like their, you know, people say, "I'm too old for this shit," or they don't want to go. They're too tired, or like they have. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
How old is your mental body?
Mental body language.
What's your
my mental body
internal
language.
Age?
I think I feel older than I actually am.
Like your soul?
Since
you have an
I
old soul.
Gave birth. That made a humongous difference. I think before,
is that age though, or is that just an experience, an insight that can happen at any age?
I think that's it. I mean, I have a friend who's like 5 years younger than me. She lives here, and she says the same thing as I do, even though she's like 5 years younger than me. And I think it's not the age, it's more the experience of giving birth and raising a child.
Right.
And your body changes, and you know, hormones and everything. And your back hurts because you're carrying a child all the time とか。
Right.
だから産む前は本当に自分超若いと思ってた。全然もうなんか大学生の時と変わってないは嘘だけど、でもまあ全然あれのか、実年齢より全然まだまだ若い感じする、本当に年取ってんのかなみたいな感じだったけど、子供産んで育てていくうちに、なんかもういつの間にかもう私の人生は折り返し地点ですみたいな だからやっぱ比較してる、比較っていうかもう無意識にさ、こんなちっちゃい子供、こんなピッチピチの子供をずっと見てるから、それと対象、何、相対的にはもう私はさすごい年じゃん。
Right, you're the old one.
いやだから例えば教授とかで大学生に囲まれてて、まあ、気持ちがそれのおかげで若く感じる人もいるだろうし、やっぱなんとなくこう相対的にね、あ、やっぱこの23歳と自分は全然違うなみたいな感じで逆に老いて感じる人もいるだろうし、
mm-hmm.
だ周りが、ね、どれぐらいの年齢の人に囲まれてるかとか自分のパートナーが何歳かとかによっても全然変わってくるよね、
mm-hmm. I saw some interview with was it John Travolta?
Okay.
And I think he was saying something, I don't remember when I saw this or where I saw it, but he was saying something like, he was like, I had a conversation with my son the other day. And he was like, I've just turned 65 or however old he is.
Yeah.
And his son was like, how does it feel to be 65 years old? And Travolta's like, I feel the same as I did when I was in my 20s. Like, I feel great, but he was like, you know, I'm also old.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was, is he 65? Am I like way off
no
here?
No idea.
But his son was like, does 30 years ago feel like a long time? And he's like, yeah, it actually, 30 years is a really long time. And his son was like, well, aren't you going to live for 30 more years? He was like, yeah, I'll probably live for 30 more years. But he was, in this interview, he was just saying how this conversation made him think, like he kind of, it crept up on him. He kind of felt like he was at the end of his life.
Yeah.
But then his son like convinced him that he has like plenty of time left or something.
Hmm.
So like people's perspective on how old they are.
Yeah.
Everyone's like different. Everyone has a different sense of what that is.
Yeah.
You know. And it can change.
I feel older when I think about how old I'm going to be when my son is 20 とか. You know, cuz
Right.
うちらがの親の世代だったらさ、もう20代前半とか20代半ばでもう一人目産んでとかは普通だったじゃん、
uh-huh.
なんかおじいちゃんおばあちゃんも全然まだね、下手したら40代50代とか、uh-huh. だから孫が生まれてからまあ何十年もまだあるわけだよね、uh-huh. 孫が二十歳の時にやっと60ちょいとかさ、そうすると一緒にいれる時間もすごい長いけど、私たちの世代だとまず親がさ30代になってから産んじゃってるから、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんもね70代とかになってる人も多いし、そうするとそんなに長くは一緒にいられないっていう意味で、まあ、ちょっとかわいそうだなと思うし、その子供の世代がおじいちゃんとおばあちゃんと過ごせる時間がすごい短いとか、親と過ごせる時間も短いとか、そう考えると若いうちに産んだ方がなんか主としてはいいのではないか。
That's what all the old people tell all the young people all day long, right?
Yeah.
But they get a lot of criticism for even bringing it up or saying or suggesting that. I feel like recently there's kind of like, you know, we don't need to be told that, or why don't you fix the situation first, orYou know, society is not set up for this, or you know,
そうだから everyone... ね、キャリアがどうみたいなのが優先になってるし、まあ普通に実際問題生活していくためにっていうので計算していくとどうしても30代になっちゃう。私もそうだったし、自分自身も。ただ、でも私前から言ってるけど、すごい若いうちに産んだ子供。子供の友達とかちょっと羨ましかったもん、まあ、結構アクシデントで子供できた人も結構いたけど、それだから20本当に前半とかで産んで、まあ、子供がもう大きくなってからもうまだ若いから全然なんていうの、新しくキャリア作ったりとかいろいろしてて、ああそれはそれで どっちがいい悪いというかそれはそれで全然ありだなみたいな、まあ、自分はもう手遅れだけど
Right I mean nobody can really I mean you're talking about an accident
Yeah
Right
Yeah but, you know accident that worked out fine
Yeah
You know、yeah. そういう例もいっぱいあるしね、なんか正解みたいなのがないから面白いところだとは思うんだけど、mm. And you know like my husband's 40 so now for me it's like I turned 36 the other day and ah 40に近づいてきたみたいな and it feels kind of like a big deal but then my husband's already 40 and I look at him and 別に彼にとって何も変わってないじゃん so ah 40、mm. こんな感じかみたいな
There is like the little creeping age stuff though, you know, like I think you have less energy, you take longer to heal, the percentage of chiraga keeps going up. Like you're saying, your blushing ability is fading, you know.
Blush ability is
It's crazy
gone.
That just to be in a...like made of flesh that
yeah.
is like not invincible
yeah
because you know? it's like my email account is invincible
yeah
you know so it's like you know we want to all be like my pace but we live in this real world where it's
yeah.
like you have to negotiate likedecisions like with good timing
you know? do you still have blushability
I don't know、
hmm.
I don't know if I no one has told me that I'm blushing that I know of、
hmm.
have you seen me blush
no
Okay.
Maybe you never have blushability.
Maybe.
Like, since you were a young, like a child.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know either way.
文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。月額240円で全部のテキストと英語表現解説エッセイ読み放題。あと宿題は月額360円です。無料お試し期間もどっちもあるので試してみてください。bilingualnews.jp でストアがあるのでそちらで、公式オリジナルグッズ販売しています。広告をつけずに自腹で運営しているので何か気に入った商品や、何サービスがあったら使っていただけると大変助かります。購読してくださっている皆さん本当にありがとうございます。
ございます。
Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。